It's a Michigan Ag Today Harvest Update. On the line with us, Bart Marshall, field sales representative with Channel, and you cover the southern part of Michigan. We have seen across Michigan, Bart, this week quite a jump from activity, or at least the USDA reported activity a week ago, as corn harvest is now up to 7% from virtually nothing a week ago. Soybean harvest at 14% completed. I assume you as well have seen a lot of progress in the last week.
Yes, Andy. It's been a very active week the last several days. You know, we caught that rain last week in some areas, but no one really slowed down. As soon as it dried off, they're right back in the fields again. It feels like a lot of our soybean plots, we've already had three or four come off here in Michigan for Channel, which is a good sign that harvest on beans is progressing pretty nicely. We're going to have, I think by the end of this week, you know, it's a guess, but I'm thinking we're going to be pushing 40%. Somewhere in that range, just because everybody's just completely hammered down on beans. The only thing waiting or stalling us is there are some beans that are still out there that are still green. And so anything that's dry, you know we got to get them at 12, 13% so we don't get into a lot of shatter. And guys are not waiting. They're running after them and getting them out of the fields as fast as they can. So a lot of progress on soybeans.
Let's talk about soybean quality. What generally are you hearing as far as what's coming out of the fields?
Yeah, so you've heard plenty that, you know, we've got these super duper dry spots across the state, but looking across it on an average, you know, those guys with good dirt are above average on yields. They're happy with that. They're not getting rich, of course, but they are happy with where they're at. On yield. Quality wise, we've seen lots of good quality. It seems to be better fill. We don't have a lot of BBs in most areas. They're filled out all the way to the top of the plant. Pods are full. They're not giant, but they're not significant enough of a bean that it's going to matter. It's going to help pay off a lot of bills here come this fall. Probably dust is the biggest thing. There's some lodging where beans have gone down, especially on fertile ground. But there's 100 videos of guys sitting in their combine cabs and looking out the window at nothing. Thank goodness for auto steer, because if it wasn't for that, we'd be driving around in circles and hitting fence rows. So it's a dirty crop, but it's yielding above average overall.
Can you say the same early on here about corn?
I really can't, and that's just because I have so few people that have really gotten into corn. Those big guys that like to go harvest higher moisture corn, like, 25%, you know, they don't want phantom yield loss, so they go early and they run early, and those guys are just getting going. I have not heard any reports back on yield, but the feeling that everybody has in walking plots and getting into their fields is that we're going to have a better corn crop proportionally than what we have for beans. The corn, you know, this corn we have now just is able to take late season stress, dry soils. It's a very, very tough crop to raise. It can take a lot of pressure. And that sun, you know, when you start getting sun in August, we always say there's rain. If we get rain, we get beans. If we get sun in August and September, we get what's called kernel depth. So there's a lot of starch fill going on. There's a lot of corn that's dented. And I think 10 days from now, we're going to be running corn. Half of the guys out there are going to be getting into their corn crop.
There was a concern about kernel size at one point, also the toll that disease may take. So maybe not quite as bad as feared at one time?
Right. The biggest thing, Andy, is there's such a variability this year. Every year seems to get more and more variable. Where the corn is good, Andy, it's good. There are some small – tar spot never really took off, especially those guys that got fungicides applied. It stayed relatively clean. Grain quality, you know, there's a little crown rot out there in some spots. If we get into a cold spell here and get rainy for 5 weeks, then you're going to start seeing some disease in the ears. But as of right now, it's mostly clean. There's corn in Hudsonville that's you know, not even knee high. It's been so dry. It's not even doesn't even have an ear. So all the way to corn that's in plots that, you know, we're hoping almost break a record. So just crazy variability out there in terms of what's happened with the weather.
All right. Well, not a bad report, Bart. We appreciate it. Bart Marshall with Channel. We hope harvest continues at a high gear. Weather forecasts indicate we've got a number of days left in this run before possible rain chances. So that's good news. And obviously, we hope it's a safe season as well. We do appreciate the update, Bart.
Thank you, Andy. You have yourself a great day.
Bart Marshall, Field Sales Representative, Channel Seed with a harvest update here on Michigan Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank.